Welcome to another episode of the JNR Basketball Podcast. My name is Ronnie. Joined with us today is Jonathan. I'm just joking. He's not here today. He actually has COVID. He will not be joining us today, but hopefully he'll be joining us later on in the week. I decided to do a little update today because today was the last day of the regular season, so we'll go over all the results. We'll get you all caught up and everything. And then we'll go back to our regular podcast, you know, with the news and get you all caught up on everything that's happened around the NBA. We're brought to you by Bovada Sports. Thank you for sponsoring us, Bovada. We appreciate you. And you guys, check these guys out. They have a whole sports book. They have an online casino. You can even go in live dealers, poker room. You can even bet on horses with these guys, too. Check out this website. It's bovada.lv. And they even give you a $250 welcome bonus. It's a 50% match bonus up to $250 on your first deposit. So definitely check this out. And it's been a lot of fun. I've been enjoying it quite a bit too. And we'll go over all the odds, all the Bovada odds and everything. They go over all that too. So yeah, let's get right down to it. Let's go down the standings first. So right now, we'll start with the East side, okay? So the results look like this. So it's the Celtics. They got the first seed. They have had the first seed for a long time. 64 wins this year. 64-18. Then we got the Knicks. They actually bumped the Bucks out of second place today. The Bucks lost. So the Bucks are in third place. Then it's Cavs, Magic, and Pacers. The Pacers stayed in their sixth spot. There was no change there. And then it goes in the... So they're locked in for the first six playoff spots, right? And then we have the play-in spots, which is the 76ers, the Heat, the Bulls, and the Hawks. So they'll round that out. Next, we got the West side. So the first place in the West ended up being Oklahoma City Thunder with 57 wins, 25 losses. Tied with them is the Nuggets, but the Thunder have the tiebreaker, so they clinched the first spot. After the Nuggets, it's the Timberwolves. They actually fell to third as well today, because the Nuggets won their game. Wolves lost to the Suns. That was probably the biggest change today. So Wolves are in third, Clippers fourth, Mavericks fifth, and the Phoenix Suns took the sixth spot away from the Pelicans. The Pelicans played the Lakers today. The Pelicans lost, dropped down to seventh. Now they have to play their way into the playoffs. So the Pelicans are seventh, Lakers eighth, Kings ninth, and Warriors 10th. So there's going to be some really good matchups coming up pretty soon, too. Now, the first game, the first play-in is Tuesday, April 16th. It'll be the Lakers and the Pelicans. It's just kind of amazing to think that some of these teams are going to be eliminated right away, like this next game. Also on the 16th is going to be the Warriors and the Kings. One of those teams are going home immediately. They're in the bottom 9th and 10th place right now, so whoever loses that game first, they're done. They're out. Hopefully it'll be the Warriors, so I could be right on my prediction that the Warriors aren't going to make the playoffs. And the Kings are a really good team. I don't want to see them eliminated. I actually want to see them in the playoffs, too. So after that, it'll be Wednesday, April 17th. It'll be Miami Heat versus the 76ers. After that, it'll be the Hawks and the Bulls. And the Hawks and the Bulls are another two teams that one of them are going to be eliminated too. So as soon as that game's played, somebody's going home. That's how they're starting it off there. After that, we have some games. The real games, the ones that we know about so far, are going to be April 20th on Saturday. So we're going to have the Suns versus the Timberwolves again. We're going to have the Magic versus the Cavaliers. And then the Nuggets will play whoever is going to win in the play-in, and the Knicks will play whoever in the play-in. On this 21st, Sunday, April 21st, it'll be Pacers and Bucks, Mavs and Clippers, and then Oklahoma City will play whoever, and the Boston Celtics will play whoever. So we'll see how that all ends up being. Man, today, though, it's just, I got to go back to the Suns game. So I was kind of watching both of these games, right? The Lakers are playing the Pelicans today. And then they beat the Pelicans 124-108. They kind of just beat the pants off of the Pelicans, which is kind of weird to see. Anthony Davis, though, he actually left the game a little bit. So he hurt his knee. I think he's going to play the next game, just from some reports I'm hearing on Twitter and everything like that. But yeah, kind of. It's always scary seeing him leave the court because he's so good. He's such a good defender. He makes such an impact on the team. They have to have him to win. But anyways, Lakers took that, which I was really happy about. And then the Suns were playing against the Timberwolves. The Suns pretty much led the whole entire way. They beat them 125 to 106. Oh man, I've hated watching the Suns the whole entire season. And then I just felt like the last two games, they're finally back. You know, I finally have the confidence that they could possibly win it all. Just like I predicted at the beginning of this year, but I haven't seen it at all. But they actually won some very important games at the end, and it's like they're turning it on. You know, they have their defense clicking, and their offensive players like Bradley Beal, man, he wants it. You can see it. Like he I don't know, someone lit a fire under him. So yeah, kind of, they're actually exciting to watch too. Bovada right now, going back to the first game, the play-in tournament. So the Lakers against the Pelicans, right? Right now in Bovada, the Lakers are a 1-point favorite. Found that interesting because the Pelicans are going to be playing at home. So the Lakers, a 1-point favorite being away, and also with Anthony Davis, you know, getting off the court at the end of the game too, but still, they have him at a 1-point favorite there. The next game that day, the Warriors and the Kings. The Warriors are the favorite, even though the Kings are playing at home. Found that one too. The Warriors are a favorite by 2 points. So we'll see how that ends up. They also have the odds for the Heat and 76ers. The 76ers are no surprise. They're a favorite by 4.5 points. That's the 76ers at home. They have Embiid back. They look really good. I think they could win that game pretty easily. And then the Hawks and the Bulls, the favorite on that one is actually the Bulls. Now, with the Hawks, Trae Young is back. He's back on the team, been playing for a couple of games, not too long, but he's back there. But, oh yeah, and then Drummond, he's been injured, he's been out, so I guess he's not that big of a factor. I thought he was coming off the bench quite a bit. He's playing about 20 minutes a night. But still, they're going to give the 3-point favorite to the Bulls, so we'll see how that ends up being. Go into the regular playoff matches. Let's first start with the Magic and the Cavs. So the Cavaliers are a 4-point favorite playing at home. The Suns and the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are 1.5-point favorites. Timberwolves are at home in that first game. And then the Pacers and Bucks. We got the Bucks, of course, are a 3.5-point favorite. Giannis has been injured. He hasn't been playing for a while, so we're going to have to see if he even plays that first game and see if those favorites change. So yeah, Pacers, let's see if they can beat the Bucks. The Pacers have actually beat the Bucks, and the last, they won in the regular season, it was 3-1. They've won most of the games against the Bucks. And so same thing with the Suns too, going back to the Suns and the Wolves. The Suns have won all 4 games against the Timberwolves this year. They swept the Wolves. So kind of interesting to see that even though the favorites are the teams that lost to these guys in a regular season, I don't know, that's really weird. Like, why would the Wolves be a 1.5-point favorite when they lost all their games against the Suns this year? And then the Bucks too, they lost most of theirs, so. Well, wow, might be some interesting bets to place right there, right? Okay, and then the last one, the Mavericks and the Clippers, we have that one. No surprise to me is that the Clippers are a 1.5-point favorite. Now, the Clippers have been sitting their starters for a while now, about a week. So, they're all healthy, they're just making sure they're healthy for the playoffs, right? So, and then Luka and Michael Irving, Kyrie Irving, you know, that, I don't know, that could be a strong team. That'll be an interesting matchup. I'd like to watch that one. You know what? I'm so sorry. The Pacers are 4-1 against the Bucks this season. I thought it was 3-1. They're actually 4-1. So yeah. And then the Suns are 3-0 against the Wolves this season. My fault. Now, Oklahoma City, they're the youngest one seed in NBA history. I found that kind of interesting when I saw that. Their average age is only 23.4 years old. That's kind of crazy. The previous record was 25.2 years old by the 04-05 Phoenix Suns. That was a good team. I remember that team. A couple other stats I want to go over this year that happened. So there's a few players that have played a full 82 starts this season. There's only 6 of them. One was Mikal Bridges, of course. You know, he's Mr. Reliable, so thankfully he's continuing that streak. That was pretty cool to see. Chet Holmgren is a surprise to me. You know, he just looks so fragile and skinny. I didn't think he was going to play the whole year. But nope, he played all 82 games. Even after, you know, last year, he didn't play a single game. This year, he played every single one. That was kind of cool. Then we got Jalen Green, Domantas Sabonis, Jonas Valanciunas, and Harrison Barnes. All 82 starts this season. So congratulations, guys. Keep being reliable. I love to see that. All right, now let's go to the official 2023 and 24 league leaders. So points per game, we got Luka Doncic. He won the most points per game. Unfortunately, because he's my least favorite. So I guess, you know, congratulations to him. That was kind of a surprise to me because you have Kyrie Irving on the team. So I thought they would kind of split the points, but I didn't think it would become the league leader because of that. But no, he is crazy. The guy that won the most rebounds per game or pulled down the most rebounds this year was Domantas Sabonis. Congratulations. Most assists was Tyrese Halliburton. And then steals per game was De'Aaron Fox. Blocks per games, no surprise, was Victor Wembanyama. Field goals made was Luka. And three-pointers made was Steph Curry. Still no surprise there, right? Free throws made was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So yeah, he's leading the leads in free throws too. I don't know what you guys think about the MVP this season, who's going to win it. I'm kind of guessing Luka because he has the most points per game. But there's also some other players out there, like there's SGA, you know, of course you could never count Nikolai out. I always say Nikolai every single time. Nikola Jokic, he's in the mix too, right? What do you guys think about Anthony Davis? Do you think there's any chance he'll be up there? Because he's in some of these categories. He's up there pretty high too. I don't know. I feel like there's a small chance he might be in the talk. Probably not, you know, but he'll probably be like the closest out of any other player out there, you know. Maybe Domantas Sabonis might be in a talks too, but that's about it. So looking at all these league leaders, I notice all these players that are, you know, being mentioned and everything like that. I've got a list of the top 12 right here. One of the players I continuously see up at the top is Luka's name, unfortunately. So the only thing I don't see him in the top is for rebounds. He's not in the top 12. He's nowhere to be seen, but he is a point guard, right? So you're not going to see him up there. But so he's in the lead for points per game. In second place, he's in second place for assists per game, though. Jokic, he's in third place, so his name is up there. Going back to rebounds, Jokic is in fourth place. And if you go to points per game, he's kind of slid down, though. He's in 10th place altogether for points per game. So, I don't know, he's up there. It just kind of, I don't know. If I go to steals per game, I don't think that's a category that people really look at. But Luka is in that category. He's in top 8th. I think that might just kind of solidify his MVP running right there because that's a defensive stat, you know? Like, if you have a combination of offense and defense, then you're probably going to win, right? If I go to blocks per game, I don't see, where's Jokic on here? He is not in the top 12, but Anthony Davis in fourth. Walker Kessler, I just wanted to throw that in there. I just was surprised to see that name up there from Utah. He's in second place, so that's kind of cool. And Brook Lopez in third for blocks per game. Chet Holmgren is in fifth. I always like to go over blocks. So it's just, I don't know, it's like a game changer. Whenever you see a big block in a game, it just gets you excited and gets your team pumped, you know. So I always want to kind of give those players some recognition, I guess, is what I want to say. So I also found this category where it's efficiency. And when you take all of these stats all together, you get the efficiency rating, right? The player with the best efficiency rating is Nikola Jokic. Wow. Let's try to say that one more time. Nikola Jokic. He's in first. Then it's Luka. Then Giannis, Anthony Davis, Domantas Sabonis, SGA. We got LeBron down there. That's kind of crazy. How old is he? Like 50 years old? He's 7th in the NBA. Kevin Durant is up there. Wow. Jason Tatum, Wembanyama. Wembanyama being a rookie, top 10 in efficiency. That's crazy. Devin Booker, Tyrese Halliburton. So that's a strong list right there. That's pretty cool. I think they should use efficiency ratings for the All-Stars too, the All-Star picks. But so overall, if you go by efficiency, Jokic might win. But Luka's right up there too. I mean, it's really close. Giannis, I don't know. If you go by games played too, like Jokic had 79, Luka only had 70, so you gotta kind of look at that. Domantas Bonus had played all 82 games, and he's, you know, up there in some categories, you know, with blocks and rebounds and everything. So, and yeah, there, he had a month of January, he was kicking butt in all these categories too. So SGA though, he's so good. I mean, what do you think SGA deserves it? Because he's on the team that, when you look at the West, and they got the best seed in the West, and they had to play against all those teams. Does he deserve it? I mean, Luka's not up there. He didn't do much for his team to get very high in the standings. Even though he had really good stats, a lot of those games that he had great stats in, they lost. So, do you deserve the MVP for that? I don't know. It's so hard to determine who's going to be the MVP. But anyways, I guess last thing I'll go over is some of these futures, the future odds on Bovada too. I'll just go over who they think is going to be the NBA champion. So as everyone probably guessed, it is the Boston Celtics. They're plus 165 to win the championships. Can you guess who second place is? It's not the Clippers, not the Thunder, the Nuggets. So of course, you know, they won last year. Will they be repeat champions? They're at plus 300, so they're second. Third is the Clippers, plus 900, Oklahoma City, plus 1400. It's kind of crazy to have them at plus 1400 with them being the youngest team too, man. It's just, I've heard some reports where like they're just so young, they don't know any better, they just go out there and play hard. So they are a really good team, you know, just every night, they're the most fun team to watch. And yeah, we'll see how they change, you know. I mean, sometimes when you get that playoff crowd behind you, I don't know, you just kind of, the pressure sets in and you just can't make anything anymore. So I'm kind of curious to see how Oklahoma City will hold up. Next, we got the Bucks, plus 1,600. The Mavs at 1,800. The Wolves at 1,800. 76ers and Suns are both at plus 2,200. The Lakers, 2,800. Heat, 3,500. Knicks, 4,000. Then we got Cavs, 4,500. Warriors, 5,500. Pelicans, 7,000. Indiana Pacers are at plus 20,000. Would you take that bet? Just because the Pacers look pretty good this year. The Magic are also plus 20,000. The Kings, plus 25,000. I'm surprised to see them so low. Like, I mean, I know there's all these other teams in there. I mean, Golden State Warriors, for example, plus 5,500. Why don't you put the Kings over them or above the Pelicans? Maybe not. I don't know. But, and then we got the Hawks, plus 100,000. Definitely want to take that bet. But the Bulls are also plus 100,000 as well. Gosh, imagine putting down $100 and you get $100,000 out of it. Come on, Bulls. Just, someone take that bet, please, and just win yourself $100,000. Man, you know, honestly, there's no way. I mean, if the Celtics or the Nuggets, if all these other teams like have some injured players, that's the only way that these other teams are going to win, right? So probably not a smart bet to take, but it's always fun to do those bets, you know, with the chance of winning so much money with such a little bet. But yeah, I guess that's all I have for you guys. Just remember these key dates. So we got Tuesday, April 16th, Lakers, Pelicans, Warriors, Kings, April 17th, Heat, 76ers, Hawks, Bulls, and then our regular playoffs will start Saturday, April 20th. Anyways, glad to get you guys all caught up. We'll go over some other fun things later on this week. This is Ronnie with the JNR Basketball Podcast, and yeah, thanks for listening.